Well, welcome everybody to another edition of the internationally syndicated Last Christian Radio Show. My name is J.D. Williams here in Texas. That's Mr. David Paxton on your left there from New York City. And all the way in the United Kingdom is our special guest. Well, really, you're not a guest anymore, Mark. You're our contributor over there in the U.K. as a Middle Eastern and Israeli expert. We're always happy to have you on. And first of all, welcome back, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the kind title. I will try and live up to that. I don't know about being an expert, but I try and be informed. So thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome. And now I'm going to call you on you for something else because we need it. We need God the Father with us today. We're going to be talking a lot, and we ask you to please pray us into this show.
I will do. Thank you, JD. Father, I just thank you that we have the technology to communicate across the world and be able to join each other. So I just really ask that you will just bless JD, David, myself, that we do an amazing show, that technically there's no problem. And just bless every single person that's tuning in, listening to this, and the privilege of them, of us being able to speak truth, and for the privilege that we have of their company. So I just commit all of this to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. Mark, I've started anyway, putting up the topics that we're going to do on the show, and I don't have that for today, but this is a very special presentation, because what we're looking at here is the Trump effect. That's really what I want to focus the show on, because I think that the world itself experienced a monumental change on Monday, January the 20th, because for the first time in 4 years, the United States has an actual president instead of a vegetable in charge of the country. Do you have any immediate comment on that one? And David, you're muted. Some kind of way.
I don't wish to insult vegetables, because I thoroughly enjoy eating them. But I think what you're saying is when you see someone with incredible energy at the age of 78, with all the business experience, life mm-hmm. experience that he has had, et cetera, literally come into the White House again. Executive orders have been signed. We're doing this, we're doing that. Mm-hmm. And they literally hit the ground running. Of that, there is no doubt. And I think the biggest takeaway for me, linking it between vegetables, food, the biggest takeaway for me is the fact that we now have a president that goes, there are only two genders, male mm-hmm. and female.
Amen.
And if you start at that pinnacle, that sort of the top of that triangle, so to speak, mm-hmm. or pyramid, is the fact that when you say there's only two genders, and then everything ripples down from that, mm-hmm. that he then grabs the DEI departments, the books, et cetera, and rips them up, because frankly, mm-hmm. we have all had an absolute enough of it. And I will say this. Mm-hmm. So history says that the leader of the free world is the president of the United States. That mm-hmm. is the truth. That's something that was really defined in the 20th century mm-hmm. from the First World War, definitely going into the Second World War and after Bretton Woods and mm-hmm. beyond. So that's it. So now we have someone who says that. But the other thing is that culturally, you then set the pace. So if the President of the United States has made certain decisions, which he has already, that has ramifications to mm-hmm. everything else. Mm-hmm. Now, there are biblical things that may not seem popular to say, but they are unfolding, because at the same time, we are rejoicing, we are happy, mm-hmm. but God is moving forward. And using that big word, eschatology is on the edge of unfolding even more.
Amen.
Because when the president talks about, let's take over Greenland, mm-hmm. let's take over the Panama Canal, the Panama referring to the fact that he's not very happy that the Chinese seem to be operating that. Mm-hmm. There's a very well-known book called by John Perkins called The Economic Hitman, talking about the building of Panama, who was owning it. in the 70s. Now, that, all of those, naming those things, has a link going back to George Bush Sr. about creating the North America connecting, and the fact that, oh, do we have one currency, the Amero, and all of this. I'm just going to hold that there.
Remember the Amero.
The Amero, yeah. Now, the other thing is, it's already been discussed. People are discussing it, where it talks about in Scripture, and David can really jump in here, where it's talking about the 10 kings. Mm-hmm. Are we talking the 10 regions? Mm-hmm. Where does Amazon come into this? Where does Google come into this? Mm-hmm. Where does Elon Musk come into this, etc.? Now, Elon has been saying, I want to go to the moon. Now, let's just say this.
Mars, actually.
My dear,
yeah, Mars.
Absolutely. So my mutual friend of ours, of David and I, is Carl Tigrib, who wrote an excellent book called Game of Gods. So the first sort of advert I'd say to people, buy this book. Now, in this book, in 2016, Carl refers to, begins the discussion of technocracy. He talks about a Russian philosopher, in a sense, that then influenced the cosmonauts' whole thing of getting the Russians into space. What am I saying? This whole thing of technocracy. In the 1930s, Elon Musk's grandfather was head of the Technocracy Society in Canada, and then he moved to South Africa. People are saying, hold on a minute, Mark. We've just got Trump in. We're so pleased. Yes, I'm going to say that. So am I. But people, just be aware that God is moving, and Bible eschatology, Bible prophecy moves forward no matter what happens. And please, 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 here, I'll just say this. First of all, you in America, I've been given a chance. Another stay of execution, maybe for a short period of time, a long period of time, where your priority is to preach the gospel. Mm-hmm. It's to preach the gospel to America and around the world. That has to be my priority here, even though, as far as I'm concerned, the Biden tyranny has now come to the UK on steroids since last July.
Wow.
So that is where we're at. And of course, don't get me wrong, I am so thankful that he's in there. And my prayer is this, hear me. Please, please pray that he doesn't turn around and go, I'm now going to divide Jerusalem.
Yeah.
We're going to
on that note, Mark, I'm going to jump in here, because I had a report coming out of Israel from several agencies there on January the 19th. Day before the inauguration, that Biden had planned a meeting of the Security Council of the United Nations to create the second state of Palestine, and that the United States would abstain from the vote. Now, this didn't happen. It did not happen. But on your point, we know that that his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is Jewish. Mm-hmm. And he's going to do everything that he can to bring peace to the Middle East. So I don't think we're out of the woods on that vote yet. I really don't. Now, that's my personal opinion, and I am hoping that I'm wrong in that, and that that President Trump will always instruct our ambassador to the UN to veto any such measure to where it has no credibility in the world. But it is a concern of mine. And I'm wondering if you feel that as well, and David, feel free to comment on it too.
Oh, I can talk David. Now? That's sure. Great.
Absolutely. Go first, David. Okay. You hadn't been on yet.
All right. So, yeah, so we do have to watch out for that stuff. Now, all the things going on. Here's the deal. Elon's mother is kind of odd. We've all seen her. And he wants to put a chip in everybody's head and connect us all through these satellites around the Earth. So that's a bit worrisome, even though we do like his efficiency goals. That being said, the Antichrist and the false prophet and all them, they have to come with something that everybody loves, or else, you know, hey, here I come. I'm going to come in and I'm going to, you know, beat you silly and take all your money. It just doesn't work. They're going to come in with these things. So we do have to be careful, because we know the king is coming. And, you know, when he comes, he's going to undo all of that. Now, on the other side of this same coin, we pray for all of our leaders all the time that they do receive salvation and they do operate as kingdom ambassadors and not just worldly ambassadors. So, yeah, and that's always our stand here. Yeah, we are excited. We love the rhetoric. Okay, yes. Will it come to pass is really the question.
Absolutely. And that's in many ways, sometimes I'm not uncomfortable about saying this, because frankly, Donald Trump, when he came in 2016, we were all involved in that fight and praying and all the rest. And I just thought, fantastic. I loved it. You know, we need to drain the swamp and all this kind of thing. Now, what then happened over the last 4 years, when from 2016 to 2020, was very interesting. And I am convinced, I'm not being clever, but I know this, that Jerusalem is for the Jews, and you cannot, 100%. Please do not start dividing it. And if you divide in it and you get on the wrong side of God's love for his land and what he is then laying out there, and as much as this might be unpopular to some, Genesis 12 is very clear. If you bless my people, I will bless you. If you curse my people, I will curse you. Isaiah 66 says, can a nation be built in a day? Amen. Yes. This is all part of Bible prophecy. And to some extent, some people find that quite difficult to connect with, but it's the truth. So this is what we've got to be praying for. I do not want that division to I don't want that to take place. Now, we have got an ongoing situation there. We've just seen three young amazing Israeli ladies released as a hostage. The cost of that hostage deal means that many, many Palestinian terrorists, yes, will be released from Israeli prisons. Now, let's just put this in context. Sinwar, who led the attack, who planned and put the whole thing in process on October the 7th, 2023, was in Israeli jails and was then released as a prison swap situation. That has to be just put on record to remind ourselves. So I am not happy with the deal, but I understand why the deal to some extent has then gone ahead. Now, there are much prayer is needed in this situation, because this evolves, then there's more hostages will be released, God willing, and then it's down to the prisoner release and all the rest. So that is what's going on. I'm going to say to you, am I happy about that fully in the way this plans out? No. Am I happy about the fact that within Gaza, it seems that certain heads of the IDF, and some of them have just said that they are resigning, resigning will leave in March, that actually certain battle plans, e.g. go in, take the land, clear it out, and hold it. But there is this essence of, no, we don't want to do that. We're gonna withdraw. And some of the cost of the ground of brave men and women, of young Israeli fighters in the IDF, to me has been too high. And this is really sad. Now, as much as some people find this difficult to understand, they have been fighting and are fighting an existential threat. And I'd like to make this point. When those hostages were transferred over into Israeli hands, David, JD, did you notice how many suddenly the Red Cross, who have never visited these hostages, they have now, I don't think they've visited any hostages that have been taken. They were misguided to the location. Then I believe that gave time for various people in Gaza to come out. I didn't see much starvation amongst the people that came out.
No. Can I jump in real quick? Let me jump on that one real quick. Number one, as far as them being looking like they're in pretty good shape, it's because I've got some reports that I'm receiving that these hostages were being held at a new hospital in the Gaza Strip. And so they weren't subject to, you know, being underground and all that kind of. I'm not saying that the conditions were good by any stretch of the imagination. I'm just saying that they were able to control things a little bit better. Now, also, they were saying that there were some indication that the Red Cross knew where they were all along and did not do anything about it, didn't make any reports. You know, during war, they usually go in and check with prisoners and all that kind of stuff, bring in gifts or whatever, right? But they had none of that at all. So... and then I played on our last show, Mark, I played about a minute and a half of the release itself, where you could see the van. And by the way, David, what they were signing, you remember how they were signing something? I found this out, and this is factual. What they signed was called a certificate of completion.
Absolutely.
Now, that, you know, that is, yes, a certificate of completion. In other words, you've done your time, I guess. To me, that was the last possible insult that they could give them. So, anyway, I just wanted to jump in with
that.
Yeah, I wanted to jump in with that bit of information. And also, before we go on, I want to address your shirt, because I know you want to address your shirt, and that is POWJ6. 2021. Tell us about that and go in as much detail as you like. And then you can get back on topic, or you can pick this one and go later.
I've just come in here on with the inauguration of President Donald J. Trump. He has given pardons, and also certain sentences have also been commuted. There were still 246 people held as January the 6th prisoners, and this is what it relates to. We are looking to the clearing of, I think, 1,600 people there for pardoning, etc., in regard to what happened on January the 6th, 2021, which was a Fed surrection. Let's just remind ourselves, as President Trump giving a speech and say we will now march patriotically and peacefully, or peacefully and patriotically, down to the People's House, and then the misrepresentation of all of that, the whole thing, as far as I'm concerned, as far as my dear friend David Summerall of StopHate.com, the whole thing was a complete setup. And the reason why I'm wearing this, and very honored to wear it, is to just remember to state that on Monday, by Monday night, the prisoners were beginning to, the hostages, we'll call them hostages, in American gulags, were beginning to be, were being released. Now, we have fought since January the 6th, 2021. My dear friend David Summerall and others, and David has led the front, that led this front and center, we have fought the biggest propaganda machine I think I've ever seen. Now, David was privy to looking at having access to the 40,000 hours of video, because he then was a special investigator asked to do work by lawyers that were representing the J6 prisoners. Hostages. Now, let's just remind ourselves, on 12 occasions, he went to Washington, D.C., to be a witness. As soon as any J6 hostage was taken into Washington, D.C., into that justice system there, their First Amendment rights were suspended. Now, there was a huge case put together. The pardon, how there would be a route to pardon, this was all presented, work with. David has been front of center of this with Trenice Evans, with Susan Monk, and others, and I will go through the various organizations that have contributed all of this. Mm-hmm. David can talk about his comment in a minute, because he's highlighted the amount of, before we came on, the amount of social media where people mm-hmm. have been pardoned. And I just want to raise one particular case right now. So Mark and Jalise Middleton went there on the day. They were praying by a barrier. They were not quite near the building. They were not on the grass or anything like this. People have been given misdemeanors for going on the grass, for crying out loud. They were not. They were praying. Mm-hmm. And Jalise opened her eyes to see her husband being attacked by the police, pulled over barriers and all the rest, and she leapt in to say, stop this. It was only until last November that they were then taken in to one of the American gulags, and then they had been released, 24 hours ago, or the night of January the 20th. Mm. The reason why I highlight that, we've also had another grandma that was there, praying on her knees, etc., etc. There were hundreds of thousands, if not a million, people there peacefully. If they were going to have an insurrection, then they would have landed with helicopters at 4 a.m. in the morning, come down ropes and holding AR-15s, etc. Do me a favor, none of that. Loads of Trump flags and all the rest. You know the history of what happened with doors opening, suddenly finding themselves going in the building. But when you have a situation when people like Nancy Pelosi are refusing the National Guard, that is all on record now, of refusing the National Guard, etc., etc. And when you have, I'm deliberately going to highlight three people here who have been released. When you have got people like Big O, who has been on InfoWars, presenting on there in the past, who were given 17 years for being in Nancy Pelosi's office. If you are then giving 17 years to Stuart Rhodes of the Oath Keepers, if you are then giving 22 years to Enrico Torrio, Enrico wasn't even near the building or in the area. Stuart Rhodes, the location of him was very much standing back as well. So this has become political persecution of 1,600 people. Now, at the moment, there is one person still in jail in Florida, I believe. Pray for him, right? Which surname, I think, is Jeremy Brown. There is still a group in prison Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. in the prison there. Pray for them. There is a number that have been released. And elsewhere in one area, there is still one other prisoner, I think, maybe two, that are still in. Now, what will now happen, and having spoken to my dear friend David Summerall on that certain people's cases, where they're being released at the moment, are going to be looked at in detail, because we need to see the paper trail of the accusation of why these people ended up as hostages. Mm-hmm. And that will be very interesting, because it will lead in certain directions where we would say individual bad guys actually need to be in prison. Mm-hmm. So that's that. There's also certain people have not been released because of other issues that have pertained to the court case that they underwent, and certain other sort of paper details and things that need to be ironed out. And certain authorities are not playing game in the way that they should do. I think that's fair to say.
Yeah, well, as I said, my brother said there were some that were not being released yet. David, you've got some information on social media posts. I'm going to let you go with that.
Oh yeah, it's just the social media. The ones that are out, you can see them. There was no fanfare. There was no nothing. There they are in the middle of the night, at midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, and they are just sent them out the front door,
kicked them out.
Yeah. So obviously these people were no threat to anything, and I saw several where it was just women, and it's like, I can't see these women storming the Senate House and taking over. So it's going to be very interesting over the next couple of years as these people start to sue everybody. That's why you know, we get all these clown libtards. Oh, I'm leaving the country if Trump gets elected. Yeah. Yeah, it's because you're terrified.
Yeah, they better leave.
And so it's going to be really interesting to see. And then these people, you know, just like the Mr. Penny here in New York City, right after they, you know, they tried to get him for murder on here, the next thing you see him is with Trump at the football game.
Right.
So, yeah, it's turnaround is fair play, as as JD said.
Well, that's not that's not what they want, David. They want a free pass, you know, and that's the reason that Biden gave them a free pass. But as we stated on their last show, that did not pardon them from civil suit. It also didn't pardon them from any state in the union. So if these people want, if they go after them, and I hope a few of the, I hope a few of the states do go after them criminally as felons. I would love to see Anthony Fauci go to jail here in Texas. He would be treated exceptionally well, I promise you.
Yeah, we'll send him to the fun places first.
Well, I think the other, I think the individuals who turned around and said that the Hunter Biden laptop was a complete lie, I think their security passes have been taken
removed.
Away.
Yeah, I want to get into that in the second half of the show. I want to make a really big point about that one.
But all of that, what we've all lived through over the last 4 years, and more importantly, what the Jan 6 prisoners have, hostages have lived through over the last 4 years. Just quickly, I'll give you a point. When the FBI, etc., have come along to arrest these individuals, very often it's at 6 a.m. in the morning. Mm-hmm. You've got huge vehicles there. There might be a SWAT of a minimum of 20 people. Mm-hmm. They're all armored up. And they've got red dots coming out of their guns everywhere. Mm. This is an extremely frightening, horrendous way of behaving. They then have had red dots on their families, on their children, on their wives, partners. Mm. And what has happened as well for many, many people, and that's why, and I just ask people to go and the AmericanGulagChronicles.com.
Okay, and we're going to let you. I'm going to let you talk about that a little bit more in the second half. We're out of time the first half of the show, but we've got a lot to cover, as you guys can hear, and we're going to get into much more. Yeah, much more detail. We'll be right back.
Are you weighed down by life's issues and challenges? Do you need rest from the day-to-day grind? Then the Word of God broadcast is your listening station. The Word of God broadcast is a Christ-centered ministry, sharing God's marvelous Word. Here you will find you rest from the things of the world. Join us each Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern or 6 p.m. Central Time on Revelation Radio Broadcast. The Word of God broadcast plants the seeds, and the Holy Spirit adds the essential nutrients to ensure every soul's growth for the harvest of Jesus' soon return. If you want to learn more about God's Word, eternal life, and His Son, Jesus Christ, join us each Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern or 6 p.m. Central Time on KRRB Revelation Radio.
Ready to start your day on a new level? Meet Everyday Dose, the coffee alternative that's more than just a caffeine fix. Check out more and grab your first dose at everydaydose.com/hiddenday. Why it's different. Everyday Dose combines premium coffee with brain-boosting ingredients like mushrooms and collagen, giving you focus, energy, and mental clarity without the jitters or crashes. It's the clean energy your body craves. Check out these benefits you'll love. Say goodbye to coffee crashes. Boost your mental clarity and focus. Support your immune system and overall wellness. Feel energized naturally without the anxiety or jitters. Perfect for busy professionals, health enthusiasts, or anyone ready to upgrade their daily routine. Again, that's everydaydose.com/hiddenday.
KRRB, Grand Saline, Canton, Mineola, Texas.
Are you ready to deepen your walk with Jesus? Join Norman Smith on Run with Horses, the weekly radio show dedicated to helping you follow Jesus well. In Jeremiah 12:5, God challenges us to pick up the pace and prepare to run with horses. Jesus calls us to take up our cross and follow him. The journey is tough, but always worth it. Tune in every Saturday evening at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central on revelationradio.net for an all-new edition of Run with Horses. Explore topics like biblical discipleship, healthy marriage, and building a godly family. Don't miss Run with Horses every Saturday evening at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central, right here on KRRB, revelationradio.net. For more information or to listen to past broadcasts, be sure to visit runwithhorses.net.
And welcome back, everybody, to the second half of Last Christian. Again, my name is J.D. Williams here in Texas. Right there in the middle is Mr. Mark Sutherland. He is our UK expert. And then over on the left-hand side of your screen is Mr. David Paxton from New York City. All right, now, I cut you off, Mark. I cut you off. You were talking about that book, and I want you to go ahead and get that up there because we want to make sure everybody gets a chance to get it. Go ahead.
So the American Gulag Chronicles, Letters from Prison, the prisoners, hostages that have been released on Monday, these books, there's three books, they have letters from them in the books. And this project was created to raise money for the J6 prisoners. The only cost that is incurred is the actual printing of the book, and all the money goes towards the J6 prisoners. And I really ask people to go on American Gulag Chronicles and buy the book, because it is supporting them. And I just want to say this, and people go, well, why? Well, if you've had the breadwinners go into jail, then you lose that income, which means that you end up losing your house. You lose your house, lose your car, etc., etc. And sadly, some of the ramifications of this, that it has broken up relationships, etc. This has been a huge cost for people standing up for what is right, and there is no doubt about it,
under their constitutional right,
and absolutely, and they were going down there to exercise their constitutional rights. We all had huge questions in regard to the election of 2020. Here's a little clue. Suddenly, Biden got more votes than Obama did when he was voted for to be president of the United States. What people need to ask themselves is they look at the voting amounts that were given in the election last 5th of November 2024. There seems to be a heck of a lot of Democrat votes missing. We need to remind ourselves of the whole thing of COVID, the fact that mail-in ballots really took off, and all the ramifications of that. Remember how the counting went. Remember suddenly there'd be vehicles turning up with sack loads of votes, etc., etc. Now, your election process for many years has been deep questions about it that go back a long way, from the Diebold voting machines to the Dominion voting machines to Smartomatic software and all the rest. And the fact that what you need to return to is a situation where you have one day to vote, you go in there with a paper ballot, you write on there, you tick who you want to vote for, it goes in a box, and those votes are then counted manually by a human being. Right, and that is what you've got to read by hand. That's what you've got to go back to. And sadly, I'm not making this up. You remember Junior Bush and Al Gore and all this. Mm-hmm. Your system has been played by certain individuals for a heck of a long time within New York. You would then bus people round from one voting booth to another. Mm-hmm. That has gone on. Mm-hmm. I'm not making it up. So this is where we're at. That's why people went down there and at 106, 107 on the day as Ted Cruz stood up with two other representatives as well to asking, you know, Mike Pence. I mean, this is what Donald Trump was asking to say, well, hold on a minute. The certain things that have been certified in regard to the Electoral College, those votes need to be go back in regard to certification. Mm-hmm. They need to be recounted and all the rest. And then at 106, 107, the Metro police there, the police on the ground start firing smoke bombs and rubber type devices into the crowd. And if people don't believe me, go on to David Summerall, StopHype.com. Watch the four documentaries there, the J6 timeline, and there's also another documentary coming out.
Okay. Well, you know, what gets me is they call this an insurrection or a riot, and yet
we have peaceful, gotta have those terms.
Yet we have peaceful protests in Portland and Seattle and other Democrat cities where you actually see things on fire. Okay, and I don't see, to my knowledge, none have been prosecuted. If they were arrested, they were released within hours, and the whole situation is upside down, 100%. So I'm glad to see President Trump fulfill promises made, promises kept, fulfill his promise that he would release the hostages on day one, and he did that. And he's of course putting a lot of pressure on the Democrats to get his cabinet in place. Whether you're Democrat or Republican, I don't care. If you have been elected as president of the United States, then you are able to have whoever you want as a part of your cabinet. Otherwise, it's just like a football team. Okay, let's say I'm made a coach or a player on the football team, but I don't get to have any input as to who's with me. You know, they can bring in some clown to play another position. It doesn't work. It just doesn't work. You want to assemble your team, and it's got to be your team. Otherwise, it's not fair. So let's get his stuff. Just get his stuff done. You know, that's how I look at it. David, go ahead. I know you got some comments there.
Oh yeah, we got a bunch. The number one, we all know that all these states basically in the countries and all, they're all corporations. And that being the case, technically, he was elected CEO, and he's allowed to put in whatever cabinet he wants for the corporation that is called the United States of America. Mm-hmm. And they really don't have a vote in it. Yeah. So, and the only thing they can do is bring up concerns like, if they're, proven terrorists or something like that, then they can say, hey, you really want this guy in there? But technically, that's what he is. But that's even more than that. We know the king is coming. We talk about it every time just to keep people's heads on straight. Mm-hmm. I found seven verses that explain exactly where we're in these times. Okay. We'll start with Isaiah 5:20. It says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, mm-hmm. who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. I mean, we see that all the time, starting with that whole gender thing, mm-hmm. Oh, you're evil if you don't acknowledge that there are 82 genders. But, like the Bible says, men are from Mars and women are from Venus and all other genders are from Uranus. Mm-hmm. So 2 Timothy 3 says, but mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. Mm-hmm. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. I mean, if you were just to go and make up a description of society today, that would be it. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then Matthew talks about the increase of wickedness, love will grow cold. Micah 3:9, you know, leaders of the house of Israel, you despise justice and distort all that is right, who build Zion with bloodshed and Jerusalem with wickedness. You know, so it's even talking about the house of God here. Romans 1:28, you know, just as they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, so God gave them over to a depraved mind. So this started with, you know, the whole evolution thing. Oh, no, no, we don't. Our God is nothing. Nothing happened, and then all of a sudden everything's here. Well, then that's your creator, because, you know, information needs to be intelligent and created. So their God is nothing. That's what he said. They didn't want to retain the knowledge of God, so God gave them over, and now they have depraved minds. And then we sit here and we wonder, as Christians, why are these people so depraved? It's literally because God gave them over to it, and they think, they really think that it's right, okay? And then Second Peter talks about there's false prophets among the people, false teachers, and they get into the church. We saw that tranny fruitcake bishop that come out and say, oh, Trump's the devil because he said there's only two genders. Sorry, that's what the Bible says, Bishop.
I have no idea what it was.
Yeah, it's scary. It's lizard. It's just the lizard.
David, real quick, where we don't have to trip on things anymore, okay? I don't know if you are aware of this, Mark, but YouTube basically shut us down. Okay, because we wouldn't bow, we wouldn't kowtow to them. So we go unfiltered, we're uncensored, and we're nothing but truth. Now, YouTube actually sent me an invitation today to participate in a survey.
Let me say this real quick before you get into that, because that sounds like it's going to be fun. A special surprise for everybody.
Okay,
and here we go. So you guys are used to us shoving everything into an hour show and, you know, seeing if it fits, and hopefully your stocking stuffers don't come out over the end. We have a special surprise, as that we are going to continue this show, but it's going to be off the radio. So if you're only listening by the radio, you are going to have to go to lastchristian.net. to get the rest of the story, and we're going to pick Mark's brain, and we don't have a time limit at that point.
Right.
So you're going to hear it. It might be days. We're going to have to go.
We have no idea how long it's going to go. We don't. We don't set any times on it. But let's make sure that we remind everybody about that again before we end the show.
Okay.
But just a real quick, they had sent me YouTube sent me an invitation to participate in a survey. Okay, so the survey came up, and, you know, first of all, I'm like, why in the heck do they want to send me a survey? I haven't even uploaded anything to them in 2 weeks, and never will again. But anyway, they sent me this survey, and so first, the first question was, what is your gender? Is it male? Is it female? Is it whatever? You know, they had choices, and I clicked male. Then the next question was, what is your ethnicity, basically. Are you black, white, whatever? Okay. I put in white.
Texan.
Okay.
Texan.
I put in white.
Texan. Yeah.
The moment I put in white, they said, we're sorry, you do not qualify for this survey. Two questions, and I was out. Okay. Because here's what YouTube was looking for. They're looking for a transsexual that wants to proclaim how great transsexuality is when it is abhorred by God. It is something that God says that he is totally 100% against. And that is the reason that we can now say, just like that mental deficient fake prophet that they had yesterday at Trump's at the church, okay, she has a mental illness, and I'm free to say that now. Even on Facebook, we can say that they have a mental illness, which they do. There are only two sexes, and if you can prove to me biologically that somebody can change by themselves, or even with medical help, fully, 100%, everything, then we can talk. But they can't do it, and they'll never be able to do it because God won't let them. Period. The end. David, you want to go ahead?
On a cellular level.
Yeah.
Go ahead. So let's hit Amos 5:7 here. Those There are those who turn justice into bitterness and cast righteousness to the ground. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, where we are with the with these hostages that we're speaking of. Mm-hmm. So, you know, praise God that they're out. Let's continue this. Let's pray this continues. Amen. Until the return of the king.
Amen. Which I hope is soon. All right, mm-hmm. Mark, where do you want to go next? It's you. You get to tell us where you want to go.
Well, I mean, I will. I'll just say that, you know, please, people, remember the people that haven't been released. Hopefully by the time, you know, you've finished watching this, they have been mm-hmm. released.
Amen.
I think I need to talk about a few things that have been going on here in the UK, because in all seriousness, things are not good at mm-hmm. all. So it's going to be interesting. At the moment, mm-hmm. I am, as much as suddenly there's announcement on mRNA vaccine in regard to cancer on your side of the pond, there are, mm-hmm. you know, we've got to keep an eye. As much as I am absolutely, you know, I'm over the moon. I'm glad that Kamala Harris is not in there. I'm glad that that common sense, there are very many, many things that are said, you know, from drill, baby drill, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm not saying that you haven't been drilling oil, because I think you have. So the fact that there is going to be a rollback on, you know, you can go and choose whatever automobile you want to buy. Right. There's going to be no mm-hmm. pressure to get an EV car and all the rest. So let's just talk about, let's start at that. And a few days ago, not that long ago, about, I'd say maybe 2 weeks ago, just under from when this goes out, we nearly started having rolling blackouts of electricity across the country. That happened to be on a Wednesday that was being threatened, and then on a Friday they were threatening that again. Now, we had seen temperatures in this country, unlike various places up in Idaho and Montana or whatever, when it can really, really snow. We had begun to record temperatures of minus five. Now, it was cold. I felt the cold. The stove is on. It was cold. Mm-hmm. Now, what we have is a lunacy. We have a minister, an energy minister called Ed Miliband. His brother is in New York. His brother is in charge of not the Thunderbird version, but the international rescue, even if they do behave like utter Muppet puppets. But there is a gentleman over here called Ed Miliband. We are in the situation where oil licenses are being stopped, not renewed. We're not getting coal out of the ground, even though around the world we know what China is doing with coal fire stations, etc., etc. And we have got the technology to get it out of the ground with robots. We have got the technology to do carbon capture if they want to do it. So we are, like in Europe, Germany is, the brakes are really, really coming off there, and the track is going fast around the corner of the train coming off, because they're getting rid of coal fire power stations, etc., etc. When we as a country have reached a situation where steelworks are being shut down and all this, because they believe in this whole thing of the green agenda, and they're putting windmills up that don't work when it's winter, when they've solar panel farms that are being hammered by massive hailstones, and all this kind of thing, and then suddenly, as we've seen in America, we see electric Amazon fans powered by diesel generators to power them up. So over here, if we start having rolling blackouts, then how are people going to charge their cars and move mm-hmm. around? But let's go back a few months. For people of a certain age, over 75, I believe, there has been an allowance given by the government of £300, say $420 or whatever, that for to contribute towards those people's heating costs. Mm. That grant has been taken away by this government, which means that some people will be in a situation where they've got to choose between eating and maybe heating their homes. Mm-hmm. With this whole thing of the potential rolling blackout, in certain newspapers, there was an advice about where to go down to a local shop called Lidl and buy silver foil that you could wrap around you to keep warm. Now, we are supposed to be a first world country. And one of the things that means that a civilization grows is to have cheap energy. We are paying the highest price for energy in the world. So that's a big thing. But one of the biggest issues that has happened, and I'm going to really work hard to try and get my facts right. We have got a massive problem, which we've had since the 70s, of rape gangs that have been going on. You would have heard about this. You would have heard about Elon Musk tweeting about the rape gangs, mainly done from people of an ethnic background, of a Pakistani background. And because of this whole thing of political correctness and all the rest, people have not wanted to talk about the fact that this multicultural experiment on this side of the pond has not been working, and that these rape gangs, where young girls, even some as young as 12, have been passed around from man to man and have been abused in such a way that I'm not going to go into some of the transcripts, excuse me, in regard to what is taken to court to report on what these men have done has been disgusting. Now, there are very well-known previous politicians in this country, like Anne Cryer, also present MP, or sorry, another one who's not, another lady, Jay Champion, etc., etc., and who have pushed this, who have tried to raise this within the Labour Party. And we now, the country now feels, quite rightly, there's been a massive cover-up, even though there's been certain investigations. So we are talking about things that very sadly happened in Rotherham, Telford, Oldham, etc. We are looking at 50 cities up and down this country. Now, our country fits into Texas 2.5 times. Just to give you an idea of that, you can, so to drive from London to just beyond Glasgow would take you 7.5-8 hours in driving time. So it's just to give a context. So it's quite packed then compared to the geography of your continent. Now, people like Tommy Robinson have been highlighting this issue for many, many years, and I think it's really important to give that gentleman praise and credence for doing that, as much as even me, even saying that amongst some others, people's thinking would be, here's a far right-wing fascist saying that. Not at all. Far from it. So that has really hit the press. Dear Tommy is in prison. He's in prison, and he showed a video highlighting certain concerns in regard to a case, then accused of contempt of court and all this. There's a huge load of details to go into that, but this, pray for Tommy Robinson, he should not be in prison. Now, the whole thing of the rape gangs, then a Times journalist, I think the surname Norfolk, around about 2010, raised this. Tommy was raising it just before then, around about this time. He has been consistent. And basically, the establishment doesn't like it. And one of the reasons why the establishment doesn't like it is that it would mean that the Labour Party have been counting on a postal ballot system that we also have, and counting on the Muslim vote, the Islamic vote. Mm-hmm. Now, we have now reached a situation because of the October the 7th attack on Israel. We now have five members in Parliament, I'll just say this again. We have five members of parliament that are in there on one subject only, one cause only, which is Gaza, which is for them to seek how they view that thing, to seek justice as they would see for Palestinians in Gaza. So we have now five. Now, this is going on, and this has quite an effect and could have quite a future effect on our parliamentary system. Mm-hmm. And that's why there has to be an investigation and a looking at where previous MPs like Paul Danchek have come along and talked about the way he feels people groups have been manipulated on behalf of Labour, and then it leads to what people will then go, this mosque, gangs under control, pressurizing people to vote in a particular way, etc., because postal votes, etc., can lead to that. Now, we've got that going on. Now, the biggest scandal that's hit, we had last year in Southport in the summer, a boy then who was under 18, just under 18, Axel Rutter-Gabbana, went into a dance class of young girls who were doing a Taylor Swift dance class. You remember at that time Taylor Swift was touring around the world and all the rest. I'm just saying that as a statement, not a concert that I would be attending personally. Anyway, and the young girls were doing a Taylor Swift dance class, and Axel Rutter-Gabbana then went in there and killed three young girls, a 9-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a 7-year-old, and then attacked other girls in the class. Two brave adult teachers there then fought him off. But there were other children, that I think, and maybe up to other eight children that were injured. On Monday of this week, say on the same day of the inauguration, he then pleaded guilty. So that meant he pleaded guilty. But what it meant was that none of the evidence would be then brought forward.
No testimony, because
what happened. Is that the whole row has now started. And the reason being is this, is because he was then charged with two terrorist offences. He was charged with having an Al-Qaeda manual, which is an offence in this country. And he was also charged because he was starting to make ricin. Now, ricin, I believe if we look at poisons, etc., is just below sarin gas, I believe, which is why it's dangerous. And we know how sarin gas has been used to kill people. Now, he then was charged with terrorism. Now, at the time, people were speculating, and there was
hate to do it, Mark. I hate to cut you off right there, but we are basically out of time for this show, and I'm kind of glad. Mm-hmm. That it broke right here, because we're going to carry this over. And so you guys remember, you've got it now, you've seen this show, but in order to get the rest of it, and we've got a lot more to talk about, you need to go to lastchristian.net. That's lastchristian.net. The video will only be available to those of you that go to Last Christian. It's going to be labeled as a private video. There's nobody else that's going to have access to it except through a very special link. So you need to go to lastchristian.net. That's lastchristian.net, and you'll be able to hear the continuation of this show. And believe me, it's going to get more unfiltered and more uncensored than anything that you have dealt with before. So hang in there with us. We'll see you over on lastchristian.net for the continuation. Or until next time, everybody, good night and God bless.
Thanks again for joining us today for the Last Christian Radio Show. And be sure to tune in every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday right here and at www.lastchristian.net. Until the trumpet sounds.
Looking for bold, faith-filled inspiration? Tune in to The Last Christian Radio Show, available on KRRB Revelation Radio 1700 AM in East Texas and internationally syndicated in over 160 countries on revelationradio.net. This powerful program dives into faith, hope, and salvation. Join us every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday evening at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central for life-changing conversations and messages.